therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. If you have a call-in question or thought for me and Rock Candy,
yeah,
we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. But the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give a shout-out to Chris, the engineer.
Yeah.
I don't have the background noise.
No.
In the headphones anymore.
Yeah, he fixed it.
So he got parts for the North Korean equipment.
He did. He also fixed the one over here. I was actually just playing with it to see. This one that I'm on was, oh, you'd put the headphones on and all it was just loud.
Exactly.
So you'd have to like sit with them behind your ears so you could still semi-hear, but.
Fairbanks doesn't know the torture we go through. put on a show for them. You know, exactly. We're in a purple room.
Yeah.
With North Korean equipment. Sometimes
padded and sparkly.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes even your earphones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I love Chris. Chris is amazing. Our engineer. He's like, I tell him all the time, this is why you're the smart guy to do all the smart things. Because, man, I mean, just the other day I'm in the river and, like, even my equipment in there started to fail. I'm live on the air. It's like 8 in the morning and my whole microphone just falls. So I'm like sitting there holding it, trying to control the levers. And I'm like, excuse me, Fairbanks, I'm sorry. I am trying to hold my microphone.
I'm having an accident on the air.
Yeah, I'm having an accident.
Chris.
It was just, no, bless that man and just everything he does for us. Cause you know, he splits his time between Anchorage and here too. Cause we got the two stations in Anchorage. So he does a lot of split time.
He lives in Anchorage.
Yep. He lives down there, comes up here at least once a month, sometimes twice. Depending on what we have doing. I got a new nighttime show on the river, and he helped me program that.
That's a good show.
Yeah, Steve Gorman rocks.
Yep.
Oh, love me some Steve Gorman. He is, and he gave us a big shout out the other day. And what's great about him compared to Nights with Alice Cooper is I tried for months to get a poster for Nights with Alice Cooper to put on our walls. Like Glenn, he's got Dee Snider up on the wall for House of Hair. We've got the double XL hard drive picture. We've got all kinds of things, but we don't have anything for the river. And I couldn't get a hold of nobody. Steve Gorman, he actually called me the other day.
Wow.
Him himself. It wasn't like a, please hold while we connect you to Steve Gorman. No, this was like, he legitimately called me. It was the coolest thing in the world. Like this rock star is calling my phone. This is legit. So, and he was super excited to be on the air here in Fairbanks. Him and his co-host, April Rose, they're actually going to come up this summer and visit here in Fairbanks. So they're really stoked. This is the only state they've never been to. So we'll have Steve Gorman and April Rose here this summer, and it's going to be a blast, man.
I want to interview him.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'll let you know when we get them here. And I told him that too. I said, you come, we'll put you on the air and all kinds of things up here. We'll get you all kinds of publicity. I mean, you know, if you don't know who Steve Gorman is, that's the drummer from the Black Crowes. So if you know the Black Crowes, you know him.
Well, I'm supposed to see them when Aerosmith gets going again, but who knows?
Well, and unfortunately, you won't, if you do see the Black Crowes, it actually won't be with Steve Gorman.
Changed out the drummer.
Yeah, they changed out the drummer. There was some drama there. Steve Gorman actually wrote a book. It's called Twice as Hard. And it, right?
That's a unique name.
It's a unique name for the book, but it's called Twice as Hard. And if you go through it, it talks about, you know, the relationship between them and the Black Crowes Foundation, which is actually who kind of operates the whole band. And there are a couple of brothers, and it just there was a lot of
he seems difficult.
And that's where the problem was between Steve and the lead singer. They just never saw eye to eye, and there's a lot of accusations there. So Steve Gorman is no longer with them, but he is still out there doing his thing. He's nationally syndicated all over the country. Now he's up here on 96.9 The River, 7 to midnight every weeknight, and I'm excited. So
how did the big auction go on air?
Oh, man.
I was gone last week, Fairbanks, as you know. And thank you, Jomo, for filling in admirably. But as he told me, I'm never doing that again.
You know, he actually is pretty darn good at it.
Yeah.
But our auction went really great, actually. It's still up and live right now. This is our last week for it. So if you want to check it out, LaskaRadioAuction.com. There's your quick little plug for that.
Barry Wally, Ultimate Boss. We just did that for you.
Yeah.
We were sucking up to management.
Here's the thing. There were things on there that we were looking at going, uh-oh, is this not going to sell? And all of a sudden, it went. And
such as?
We had a bike up there, the motorcycle, like a little dirt bike or whatever it was. We weren't sure that was going to do much, and it ended up going for like $2,400 or something.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was actually really great. We also had a Fire and Flues wood stove up there that didn't have any bids on it till about Thursday or so, and that finally went. So that was really awesome. And we just had an email this morning that said that I think this is the – We broke last year's number, so we set a record this year breaking last year's auction number. So
great.
Yeah, we did really good.
And who runs KFAR Radio?
That would be me. Well, I can't take all the credit. It would be Glenn, too. So Glenn Anderson and myself help run KFAR.
Fairbanks, this is how you suck up to upper management. So far, we've got the general manager, the program manager, and my boss at KFAR all getting kudos on the air.
Yeah.
That's
how you do it. You know, I love our auction and I love our clients. Our clients put in some great things and our clients are some of the most amazing people out there. I tell you what, every single one of them, they are so great.
You know, I was talking to you earlier and asking, is it going to speed up for you during the holiday season? You said, no, it actually slows down.
And then in the same breath, I just got told that our commercial breaks are super loaded. So, you know,
yeah, I was looking at that.
Yeah, I see that over here too from the side. I'm like, oh, well,
it's the success of Problem Corner.
There you go. There you go.
You can take the credit. I'm giving myself kudos now.
It was Jomo.
I'll stake the kudos anyway. Jomo did a great job. Funnier than heck. You know, he'd give me calls. I did this. I did this. I might have been too liberal. I might have been this. Jomo.
Stop it.
You did great, man.
You did great, Jomo. You did really great. I listened every day, made sure, you know, things were going off without a hitch. And he just, like, really, truly, good host while you were gone.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
He did a great job.
Yeah, God, you know, I woke up this morning and my first day of, like, normalcy. Yeah,
because that AML will take it out of you.
Well, last Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I was teaching a real estate class.
Right.
I get on a plane late afternoon, early Friday, Monday evening. Mm-hmm. I go down to Anchorage, and then I have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday until Friday afternoon Alaska Municipal League meetings.
Right.
Get back 9 o'clock. Arrive back at 9 o'clock on Friday night. Saturday, Sunday, real estate classes I was teaching again.
Oh, wow.
So I woke up this morning at 5:30, a normal time, great, normal time, had coffee, petted the dog, he had a plethora of treats.
Yeah.
You just,
When we do the AASB thing for school board, it's after 4 or 5 days down there in Anchorage, same thing, come back up here and it's like,
yeah, it was.
Well, because they start you off super early in the morning. 7:30 is breakfast. 8 o'clock you get going in all day meetings, and you go till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's all day meetings and learning.
You know, I had to escape a few times. What I call going over the wall.
Yeah, right.
I went and met with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. And I met with the governor. Got appointed to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
At least he talks to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't get him in a room and call him out.
Exactly.
in front of all the Republicans of Fairbanks with money.
Who did that, Rock Candy?
Yeah. No, that's Hot Brown.
That's Hot Brown. I posted a meme on Facebook the other day. It was really funny. It says, I say the stuff that other people are afraid to say, and this is why only like three people like me.
And I said I was one of the three. I was the first one. I'm one of the three.
Yep, exactly. But, you know, that's why the governor doesn't talk to me. Call him out on his nonsense, and he's like, well, I'm not talking to you.
You know, Fairbanks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about seeing if the governor's veto of the education budget
will be overridden.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, so much for that discussion. This is a fleeting thought.
There you go. There we go.
Fairbanks will be back after these messages. How's that?
Yeah, that works.
Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
One of the most glorious messes in the world is the mess created in the living room on Christmas Day. Don't clean it up too quickly. Alaska Petroleum, your trusted home heating distributor, wishes you a season filled with friends, family, and laughter.
Frontier Glass wants to wish you goodwill and the best wishes for a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year. Frontier Glass hopes that peace, love, and prosperity follow you and your family into the new year. Happy holidays from Frontier Glass.
The young woman lay next to her boyfriend in the dark. The beatings were regular now, and her children were terrified. She was unmarried with 4 children and 8 months pregnant. There was no one coming to save her. Listening to him breathe, she thought about her babies, then slipped away and gathered them. This was it. No time for coats or shoes, not even in winter. She knew about the Fairbanks rescue mission, but couldn't find it as she drove in the icy darkness. She called for directions, but still couldn't find the mission, and her tank was nearing empty. The woman on the phone remembered the brightly lighted cross above the mission. "Do you see it?" "Oh my gosh, I'm looking at it right now," she said. Without hesitating, she drove her family to the cross and was saved. Warm and well-fed, the family snuggled into the safety of the mission. This is what we do at the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, and you need to be a part of it. Please donate today at fairbanksrescuemission.org. That's fairbanksrescuemission.org.
Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. Every year, Fairbanks Nissan becomes home base for Santa's Helpers Alaska. Santa's Helpers brings Christmas to hundreds of families in need in our community each Christmas season, and we want you to join us in supporting them. You can be one of Santa's Helpers this Christmas by donating unopened toys, gift cards, or books. Monetary donations are needed to help purchase food for each family, and volunteers are needed to help sort and bag gifts. Businesses that want to help can sponsor food boxes for a family for just $150. You can nominate, volunteer, or give by coming to Fairbanks Nissan in South Cushman or online at santashelpersalaska.com. That's santashelpersalaska.com.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR weather.
Overcast skies today with a chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 14. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely again. Tonight, lows around 1 above, cloudy. Highs around 6 above. Tomorrow, snow likely. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through Wednesday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio with me is Melissa Burnett. Sometimes she goes by Rock Candy.
Other times I'm Hot Brown.
But she's always well spoken.
Yes.
Ready for a phone call?
I am.
Since we're not talking about a veto override, we'll go to phone call.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
No, I don't hear him.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. It's Al.
Al, how are you doing?
Doing good. I have an off-the-wall question, no pun intended.
Go ahead.
I noticed the other day when I was in front of the city hall that only 2/3 of the front decorations are up. And I was curious why, if you're looking at the building, the right side is not matching.
You know, I'm going to have to discuss that with upper management, see why that happened.
You are upper management, sir.
Oh, well, darn.
Fix it.
Subliminal message saying that we're cutting our budget.
Yeah, right. I like you, Al.
Actually, it's a subliminal message saying we're being more efficient in our expenses. Now what we'll do is tomorrow we'll turn on the other third and cut off at 1/3. We go 2/3 at a time. That's how we do it. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Subliminally saying we have budget cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, tonight is our last day of the budget. You know, tonight we ratify our budget. Whatever it is tonight's the second reading, and there will be some changes. And right now we have about $1 million surplus, but by tonight it might be $1 million deficit. You never know.
You never know.
What do you think, Al?
I think we'll be even or less.
Well, you got to break even, so that'll be where it's at.
You know, one year I was on city council, and Mayor Matherly came in, and he gave us a budget with $100 reserve. And
wow.
Then he's berating us to get him more.
Wow.
You know, so basically it's cutting this, cutting that, doing this. And it's like, buddy, you know, don't berate me when you couldn't do it yourself. Jesus.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
Oh, man. Anyway, Al, do you have a good weekend?
Yes, it was great.
You do anything special? You get a bear or anything?
Oh, no, the bears are pretty much hibernating, but, you know, running trap line, cutting up moose meat.
There you go. What are you trapping this time of year?
Whatever steps in my trap.
Heck yeah.
Any wolves so far?
I didn't get any yet, no. My son's got a couple.
Obviously.
Nice.
You're losing out to your son. Yeah. You're the master. That's why the student is better.
Grasshoppers graduating.
The young Padawan is becoming he's becoming the Jedi.
The praying mantis. You have a great day, Al. Talk to you later.
So since you're hung up on this veto stuff, sir, go back around to that. I don't think that they will override. I don't think there's the votes. I've already been told by several legislatures that they're not interested in voting for it. Will Stapp is one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get to the Senate, you're not going to get Myers to do that. Back to the House, Prox. You know, he says he doesn't know which way he goes. I don't know which way he'll go, but I don't foresee him voting to override, especially if the votes aren't there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
If you
know.
Don't have the votes set up, you don't bring it up.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see that extra revenue. It would be nice. I will say the district is definitely in need.
I only read while I was gone that they finally admitted that.
Yeah.
Right now it's, what, $17 million? Yeah. But it's probably going to be worse.
Yeah, it's going to be about $28 million. Right in the gut.
Sorry about that.
It's bad.
But guess what? You guys explained this, and they voted two of them out who explained it. You said you have a choice.
Yeah.
You can have teacher pay increases.
Yeah.
Or you can shut down schools.
Yeah.
And the two people, ladies, who are running for office, they got lambasted for saying such a thing.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen?
We're going to close schools. That's what's going to happen. There's no way around it. And I don't think that reality has hit half the board members yet either, because a couple of them keep going on. You can go back to our public meetings, and a couple of them keep going on. Well, you know, closing schools should be multifaceted and a multi-year process. And I don't disagree with that. Absolutely.
But we're out of money.
We're out of money. And even, you know, we went to the LIO the other day. And
how'd that go?
Oh, God. About as well as you could think it would go. We had board members who were debating the legislature over what the legislature was telling us, which was that we do not have the money to fund you the way you want. That, you know, we went to AASB and
Has anyone from the legislature said, hey, look it, you guys gave these hefty raises and now you want us to fund the raises for you?
Yeah.
Did anyone say that?
Yeah, Will Stapp. Absolutely.
Good for Will.
Yeah, Will Stapp absolutely said that.
So that's when they got mad at Will and started debating.
Pretty much. And here's the thing, okay? And
Will's a very astute person.
Yes. And this whole, the raise thing, okay? Go back to the negotiations. That's a double-edged sword right there. And while we didn't have the money to push through on those raises, we pushed through on the raises. It was either raises or strike. We've never had a president of FEA stand in front of the school board and literally at every meeting say, we're going to strike if you don't do this. I think
who's the president of FEA?
At that time, it was Sandy Ryan. Now it's Danette Peterson. And Danette, I really like Danette. She's real well rounded and she's good for them, I think. But you know, we've never had that before, and so we sat there and we really debated it. Okay, do we do these raises knowing we can't afford it, or do we believe that these teachers will strike at count and screw us even worse? Because if those teachers would have gone through with a strike, it would have been at count, which would have screwed our funding even worse. So we were in a predicament where it was, what devil do we choose, right? And so we gave the raises. But now, you know, the response was, okay, so we can't afford this. What are we going to do when we get to that bridge and we can't cross it? And it was...
Thank you, school. Thank you, union, for for this.
Yeah, so...
So now you're going to lose about 150 employees.
Yeah. Yep.
Because we wanted raises.
Yep, we're probably going to cut our activities budget. We have
so members, much for band practice.
Yeah. Well, we have members of the board who want to cut North Star College. We have members who are looking at some pretty drastic things. And then, you know, and what's funny is the admin is coming back and so is the superintendent going, okay, well, all of this, we're still going to need to close a school or two.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't aren't
Here's
realizing.
The ramifications. Yeah,
yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, going to the legislature.
You get that bridge when you get to it, and we're at the bridge.
We're at the bridge. And, you know, when you're at that bridge, you don't yell at legislatures, and you also don't tell people like Click Bishop that they're full of misinformation.
Is that what happened?
And that is exactly what happened.
Oh.
You know, and here's the thing with that. Click Bishop is a friend to education. He is an ally to education. Mm-hmm. Always has been, always will be. Click Bishop is married to a two-time BP Teacher of the Year, like among all the other
accolades.
Accolades that she has. Like, this man understands education through and through, and he is in favor of funding
Darlene's an awesome person.
Darlene is amazing. I absolutely adore her, and I honestly have a lot of respect for Click.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact
so do I.
The fact that Miss Marotti went in there and told him he was full of misinformation.
That's like saying you're full of S.
Well, it's you know, Kawasaki, Bishop, and Stapp all walked out. So that gives you the answer on where we're going. And then if you look at the Newsminer article from the other day, you know, there's not much will to do anything. And then when you look at our superintendent went and talked to the assembly as well, they're not looking at more than $57 million for us. So when you add in the $57 million, maybe a 680 increase in the BSA or maybe 680 one-time funding, depending on what comes through, you know, we're looking at $15 million still deficit. In the hole. $15 million. That's
a
lot.
With all the graces given you.
Yes. You know?
Ready for a phone call?
I am.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hello, my name's Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, I'm old and sick, and I got a message about the climate I want to put out real quick. I've been having a lot of trouble. I live up in the hills, and I'm getting hit with this wet snow and everything. My locks have been freezing up, and, you know, it's been real worrisome and all that. And I inadvertently kind of learned that castor oil is a real good lubricant in extreme heat and extreme cold. So I took this castor oil, and, you know, I drenched my keyhole and put it on my deadbolt and, you know, got it all on there. And I tell you what, it works really good. I don't know the downside of this. Maybe I'm the last person in the world to ever hear about this. But I've been doing this for 3 days, and it solved my problem. It's just smooth as butter. So,
hey.
Anyway,
Dave, thank you for the information. You take care, buddy. Appreciate it. You have a good day.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye bye.
Home remedies.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works, yeah. Especially in this kind of weather.
Yeah. You know, you have a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
It goes from 22 below to 15 above.
Oh my God. I know the extremes. I talked about it on my show this morning. I mean, we get all kinds of this weekend, the roads, they were great.
Hey, I don't start my day without some Melissa in the morning.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Now, what happened last week when you were, the week before when you were sick, man?
Chris.
I had to give you a call.
Yeah.
Who is this? What the heck's going on here? Where are you? What's going on?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you're still alive.
Yes, all this, I have this. Oh, Chris, don't. Okay. Now, don't do that again.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't the only one. You were not the only one. I got several messages like, where are you? What's going on?
You know,
how come you're not on the radio?
I'm going to the mayor's office at 6:45. I'm used to my Melissa in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, getting my warm-up going. Jerk.
Yeah. Whatever that was that got me, man, whatever's going on around town right now, it was brutal. It's just brutal. I was so sick. It
really?
Yeah, and nobody could, like, I tested negative for COVID, tested negative for the flu, tested negative for pneumonia, and like, but it felt like I had the flu and pneumonia all wrapped up into one.
Wow.
It was nasty. And if anybody out there is sick right now going through it, cranberry juice was the only thing that helped me.
Home remedy.
Home remedy. There
oh
you
my
go.
Goodness.
Some cranberry juice and some NyQuil. That's what got me through.
How long were you out for?
2 weeks.
Wow.
It took me out for 2 weeks. Like off, like just 3 days, but 2 weeks I was sick.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. We got some David Bowie fame.
Yes, fame.
Obviously yours.
Obviously. I love me some Bowie.
Oh.
Hey, he is a legend, okay,
you
sir?
Know, we're going to, Fairbanks, we're going to have it out
We're going to have to discuss your taste in music, Mayor.
Yeah, me and Melissa are going to have it out here over the this time frame. And if we come back on there and I'm not here, it's because she beat the living snot out of me.
Exactly. The mayor has gone missing.
But maybe I'm into that stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to hit up Al and have him find me a bear.
Bear bait Dave. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Turn the 2020 election and his actions ahead of the January 6th riot. Fox's David Spund.
Now, Trump's attorneys say that he is immune from prosecution because shortly before, on January 6th, and shortly after, he was president of the United States and is protected by presidential immunity, at least during that time.
The Supreme Court request would skip over a federal appeals court and move the D.C. trial forward more quickly. Pro-Palestinian protesters clashing with Capitol Police today. They're demanding a ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A helicopter that crashed in southeast Alaska during a rescue mission last month has been recovered, the U.S. Coast Guard said Saturday. The downed Coast Guard helicopter was recovered Friday and an investigation was ongoing. The MH-60 Jayhawk crashed on Reed Island about 80 miles east of Sitka on November 13th. The four air crew members were taken to Seattle for treatment after the crash, and they have since been released, the Coast Guard said. The Coast Guard previously described two of the crew members' injuries as serious. We are grateful our four crew members were released from the Harborview Medical Center and are on the road to recovery, Coast Guard Captain Brian McLaughlin said, who led recovery efforts. We are also incredibly thankful to the many people and organizations who helped us recover the aircraft. Getting the helicopter to where our investigators can better examine the wreckage is the next step in the ongoing investigation. The Associated Press reports that the crash was reported by the fishing vessel that had been the subject of the helicopter's search and rescue mission.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
For matters in California, visit CordellCordell.com. 3 East 3rd Avenue, Suite 200, San Mateo, California, 94401.
So, you thought your rig was ready for winter, didn't you? Yeah. And then this.
That ain't right. Better get it over to Pearson Auto. Let their trained certified techs take a look. Could be something simple that keeps your car from running properly in these cold, brutal temperatures. It's what they do. In their clean, state-of-the-art shop in North Pole off the Ridge and on Airport Way across from Pikes. Pearson Auto even provides a loaner car if it's something not so simple. Home of the oil change for under $40. Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
So exactly what is the UroLift procedure? Here's Dr. David Sharp from Fairbanks Urology.
The nice part about a UroLift is it's a quicker recovery, minimally invasive, done in the office. Not everybody's a candidate. Not everybody's going to respond well to a UroLift. So it's important to get an evaluation to see if your size prostate and the anatomy of your prostate would be appropriate for a UroLift. And if so, it might be the right option for you.
Find out if you're a candidate for a UroLift at Fairbanks Urology, corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Melissa Burnett. And boy, we got a lot of commercials.
Wouldn't that have been
funny? We're a popular show.
Wouldn't that have been funny, though, if I came on and you not said a word for at least 2 minutes?
We should have planned that. We should have done that. You know,
welcome back to Prom Corner. I'll
handle this. You know, she beat the crap out of me, but she didn't alter my face, so I don't have a broken jaw. Yeah.
Your brother Dana's going, damn it.
Yeah, I have family listening. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Send your brother a good birthday and Christmas present.
Yeah, please.
Don't steal my Christmas money.
Or you could just send his Christmas present to me. I mean, it all works out the same. So.
There you go. Well, you know, it is the holiday season.
Yeah.
We had a really fun Christmas party.
We did. Yeah. It was actually a really great one. Perry always does a great job, right? Like,
yeah. Where else can you go have a Christmas party with Chinese food from Pagoda?
Exactly. Well, here's the funny thing. So I was actually going back in my pictures over the weekend after the Christmas party, and I noticed something over the last 6 years. Perry Wally always wears the same red and black flannel shirt to every single Christmas party.
Yes, he does.
I was like, holy moly, you wear that same
shirt. He does. He was even telling me that.
Yeah, every single year.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, Perry, you need a new wardrobe.
We better discuss this with his wife. Let's steal the shirt.
We should steal the shirt.
Oh, we're devious.
You know, it'd be even better.
Get us new equipment from not North Korea, and we'll give you back the shirt.
I think the only way that'll actually work is if we actually take all the Seahawks stuff. I don't think the red and black shirt, he really cares.
No, he just buy new Seahawks stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's giving him an excuse. Ashley would be like, I hate you guys.
But, you know, Fairbanks, Perry has peculiarities.
He does.
There's always games at his Christmas party.
Always. We're always the guinea pigs on how they work out.
Yeah.
I won. The very first game I won, so it was all good. He obviously doesn't put much effort into them. 3/4 of us are cheating by the time he's done talking. Like,
I know. You know, the game I liked the most that night was the game of chess I played with your husband.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't played chess in so long.
Well, what was funny was, like, I don't know. I at one point, I was like, where did he go? And then I look over, and there you guys are playing chess. I was like, oh, he brought out the chess set. Got it.
He asked me if I wanted to play. Yeah.
He doesn't go anywhere without that chess set.
Really?
He takes it everywhere.
Good for him.
And he
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And
like,
he offers everybody to play. He will, you want to play a game of chess? He's sitting there, you want to play a game of chess?
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves it. Him and his boss up at the hospital at Bassett, they play all the time. No, I know.
Let him win there, sir.
Well, that was really cool. Well, and, you know, people kept commenting on the chess set, too, as he brought the nice one, right? But, yeah, no, that was cool seeing you guys playing chess. That was awesome.
I enjoyed that. I really did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had real estate classes I was teaching on Saturday and Sunday, so I did not have a late night at all.
Right.
So my merriment was quite contrary.
Well, and it...
But I still enjoyed it.
People think that, you know, a radio station, we probably partied late. No, I think we were all gone by like 9:30.
Yeah.
We were all gone and out of there. We, you know, that's how we usually like to do it. We all got kids. We all got home. So we go drink up on the boss's tab and then go home by 9:30.
Yeah. Stuff ourselves, go pass out on the couch.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what did you get as a present?
I actually got cash. That's what I walked away with, some cash. That was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. I'd rather cash. I was actually very, very happy with that.
I got a bottle of... Bailey's.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's not bad either.
Yeah.
You know? I saw a couple of good little gifts
there.
What
did you bring?
What did I brought the wreath with the Christmas mat.
Okay.
And I think Sarah Nichols actually walked away with that.
I brought two things for me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now, she brought a nice bottle of Grenache wine.
Right.
And I brought the Santa's nighty.
I wonder who ended up with that. I didn't even see that.
Michelle did.
Oh, that's awesome.
When I walked in, I go, Perry, you want this. Perry, you want this.
There's always one person that brings something naughty. Always one.
It's always me.
Well,
I was in Anchorage. There's a Victoria's Secret. Come on now. Yeah. Far be it for me not to take advantage of that.
Last year, one of our clients, it was actually really funny, brought, I don't even know if this is appropriate to say on the radio.
Ooh.
He brought a...
Be the rock candy.
Yeah. It was anal lube.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Like a pillow.
Oh, my goodness.
And all night long, that was the talk of the night, that gift. We were like, whoa, somebody's going to have a good time.
Oh, boy.
I was just like, oh, my goodness. But there's always one gag gift, right? Yeah. And that's what makes it fun.
I always bring that.
The year before, maybe it was you then, somebody had brought in the Rudolph the Reindeer G-string underwear. Somebody had brought that two years ago. That wasn't you?
Not me, no.
There's always one.
I brought some one time, and it was funny. There was a big fight over it. I mean, all the guys were going after this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Moser ended up with it.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Perry Wally stole it from his son. Dave Moser stole it from him and gave it to his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know, holy cow, this is a...
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought this? You know?
Radio station gets lit.
Stealing from your own kid. Stealing from your boss.
Yeah, right? I was just thrilled to walk away with $50. That was cool.
Yeah.
I was like, and what was funny was the gift I got, it was a box that was duct taped.
Yeah.
It was duct taped. I had to get a knife to get that crap open. And the duct tape, then there was like a big old black trash bag that was wrapped inside there as well. So it was like the duct tape, then the big black trash bag that was also duct taped, and then it was a shoebox.
Yeah.
And inside the shoebox was an envelope that had $50 in it.
And Natalie, she got the wine.
Nice.
She got the wine. She came up and I said, did you bring the wine? I go, yeah. She goes, I so like that Grenache. Yeah. And she goes, I wasn't trading it around when everyone was trading. I was keeping it. Hey, whatever floats the boat.
VMAX comes walking up to me. He's all, I got my own gift. And I looked at him. I said, I'm not trading my $50. And I walked away.
Yeah. VMAX, you're the one calling out what to do with these things.
Yeah.
You should have cheated.
Yeah, right. Well, there was so somebody brought a giant squishmallow, big old plushie.
If anyone would have, one person dialed through the dice.
Yeah.
Big blow up dice and a snake eyes. What I would have done if I was him right then and there is okay, snake eyes. The caller of the game gets to pick a gift.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
I'm pretty sure that we were also doing the game wrong. Like when it said to pass to a female, it was like everybody was supposed to pass, not just the females. We screwed that game up so bad. Yeah, it was so fun.
All the every time we had half, it was females had to pass.
Yeah.
Very sexist game. But you girls, I think when you think about it, I'm going to say something sexist. You girls like a lot of gifts.
Yeah, we do like a lot of gifts.
And a lot of choices.
Yeah. I was like trying to peek in the bags.
I'm just going, okay, whatever I end up with, I'm going to be good. And Paul brought the Baileys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm saying, what do we use Baileys for,
Coffee.
Okay.
Use for coffee.
Okay.
I wanted the big, one of our...
I was thinking more like ice cream.
That too, you put that on ice cream.
Yeah.
One of our friends of the station who was there, he walked away with a big old squishmallow. A big old plushy thing.
Yeah.
I wanted that for Allie.
That would have been a fight.
I almost traded my $50 for that, but I was like, I can get it for 30 at Costco. I'm good.
Oh, man.
But $50 for it being right there, I mean, I could have walked away with it. It almost happened.
So how's being super hockey mom?
Tiring. It's tiring. I'm done.
You're only halfway through the season.
I'm only halfway through the season. It's been hard this year because we have three teams. So we got two kids on three teams.
Oh, my God.
So Jace, he's
West Valley.
Yeah, he's playing West Valley High School.
Freshman
on the varsity.
Yep.
And then,
man amongst town now. He's, hey.
Oh, yeah, earning his licks, that's for sure. And then he's also playing 16U Tier 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Allie's playing on her team. And it's just everything overlaps and everything.
Hello, my name is Melissa, and I'm a hockey mom. Times three.
And I live at the hockey rink. That's what I do. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it. I know one day I'm not going to have anybody else to take to practice. So I love it. But man, this year has taken a lot out of me. It's hard. It's definitely hard. But man, my playing varsity as a freshman, that's
big.
It's huge, right? And a lot of people are like, well, we got all kinds of freshmen playing on other teams. But those are small schools, right? So like North Pole, Monroe, they're all considered the small schools.
Yeah.
West Valley's a big school. West Valley actually had like 50-some kids who tried out. It's a hockey school, and only 20 made the team.
Yeah.
There were 8 goalies who tried out.
Wow.
And only 3 made varsity. And my freshman was one of them, like – that's legit. There's a junior and a sophomore who are on the JV team, and my son's on varsity. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity that has been given.
You're really cool. Cut that out of his budget?
One day. I told him when he gets a job, he's going to start
No, no, excuse me. Are you cutting hockey out of the budget?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy it while you can now.
Oh, well, hockey's already cut. Hockey's already cut out of the budget. Hockey's been gone for 2 years.
Ah.
Hockey, swimming. Self-funded. Yeah. Hockey, swimming, and tennis, I do believe, are the three that have already been cut from the activities. Mm-hmm. So there's still a few that get funded, but those are all going now, too.
Is basketball funded?
Yeah.
Is football funded?
Yeah. Of course it is. Which surprises me, right? Like, football's funded, but hockey is not. If your kid's going to go anywhere, do anything in sports.
It's hockey.
Or tennis or swimming, like the soccer. For some reason, we produce soccer kids here. Like, football's just not.
Who has more students play?
Football. Yeah, definitely football. You've got a lot of kids in football. And the fundraising for football. I'm so envious of those football parents, man. Football parents, fundraise for hockey too, please.
You know, you walk into Fred Meyer's and you're going to get hit right then and there.
Right then and there.
With the
Yeah,
with the buy this for all the businesses and you know, it's always Lathrop and bam.
Well, and I was
giving my money. Here you go.
I also think the misconception with it all too is like anybody can play football. It's actually a relatively inexpensive sport to play. Mm-hmm. Hockey's expensive as hell.
Yes.
You know, you really truly don't have everybody playing hockey because it's expensive as hell. So
Fairbanks, with that thought.
Yeah.
Expensive as all get out.
Yes.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll discuss places to eat over Christmas.
Ooh.
Yes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Total Toyo would like to say happy holidays and to remind you to put your feet up, have a well-deserved rest this Christmas, and let every day of the season be filled with joy and warmth. Happy holidays from Total Toyo.
Snow, bright lights, trees, and sweet treats. It's officially the holiday season, and we wish you nothing but happiness and health into the new year. Happy holidays from everyone here at Last Frontier Media Active. You know, the radio station.
You can give the magic of Christmas morning to local families in need.
Help make the holiday season special by donating a new unwrapped toy.
Join Gene's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in helping the Resource Center for Parents and Children and the Alaska Center for Children and Adults.
When you are doing your holiday shopping, pick up an extra gift and bring it to Gene's.
And drop it off in Santa's pickup in the showroom by Friday, December 15th.
Every gift donated makes the holidays brighter and merrier for local children.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! This is John Scherzer with the Westmark Hotel and Conference Center, letting you know that Santa and his elves will be at the Westmark Hotel on Christmas Day serving holiday curbside meals to go. The menu includes slow-roasted prime rib, au jus, buttery mashed potatoes, sautéed vegetables, Caesar salad, and a roll. For dessert, enjoy a piece of rich and creamy cheesecake. All that for $55 per adult and $28 per child. Pickup times are between 11:30 and 3 on Christmas Day. Call 459-7739 and make your order today. Don't forget to ask about our add-ons. That's 459-7739. We always sell out, so call now. Westmark Hotel, Christmas Holiday Curbside Meals to Go. That number again is 459-7739. And from everyone from the Westmark Hotel and Conference Center, we'd like to say, Happy Holidays!
KFAR Weather.
Chance of snow today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 14, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows level off around 1 above, cloudy. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely, high temperatures reach up to 6 above. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through Wednesday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusin Stewart here with one of my favorite guests and people, Melissa Burnett.
That's me.
Now, explain to my brother Dana, who's listening, that we discuss what we discuss and we don't hold back.
Everything? What do you mean?
He's saying that we threw the mayor under the bus.
Oh, we threw the mayor under
the
bus?
From the budget that he gave us $100 when I was in city council. Yeah.
Oh, Dana, don't be sensitive.
Dana, meet Hot Brown.
Don't be sensitive. Yeah. He deserves every razzing moment he gets, and he takes it in stride.
Yes, I do. Don't be insensitive to your little brother, Dana. Just pile on me.
Pile on. Come on. Join the club. Let's bash on Dave.
Boy, was I expecting some help here, but oh no. It's rock candy and Hot Brown all at once.
Yeah, exactly. Come on now.
Oh, man. Oh, well. But
I love that he's listening, by the way.
Yeah.
It's kind of great.
We're very close.
Yeah,
I'm very, very fortunate. Me and my two older brothers, we don't talk twice a week. You know, there's something wrong. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just fun. I went out to dinner with him and his family.
That's awesome.
And that was very nice.
My family and I are not very close, so that makes me actually very envious.
Yeah, yeah, I can tell they like my guests because they're razzing me. and I walked in and I go to my sister-in-law. She's the first one there. I said, okay, don't worry. Open check. Yeah. Say anything about me you want. Just go ahead. just don't worry. And I didn't have to say that to Dana.
Yeah. You know, I do have a question, though. How did Dana end up with all the hair and you none? That's what I want to know. He's got a nice set of head of hair there. And you got a shiny, bald thing sitting there.
Jeans.
Jeans.
Yeah. Jeans.
He got the good jeans.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, I'm on a roll.
See what happens, Dana? Miss Insensitive here, and you think I'm being insensitive? Man, you know, I enjoy my Lex Luthor look.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
I do that.
Evil.
I got the suit on. I don't have the turtleneck.
You just
on.
Need sharks with freaking laser beams on their head
there
now.
There you go. You see, you know, this could be contemplated as a hostile workplace environment that you're suspecting me to.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I do not deny this whatsoever.
There you go. Anyway.
So, restaurants, Christmas, what are you doing?
Well, you know, there's, I'd get out to Pagoda.
Yeah.
After that food we had.
Well,
he also has the best, one of the best steaks in town.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And his service is great.
Oh, always. I love his, I forget what her name is, but she's the blonde bartender in the back, and I love her. And, like, I go in there, she always knows my drink order. I sit down, she goes, you know, she knows what I want. She order in the same thing, and she'll get it coming, and it's right there and ready to go. Like, it's like my own Cheers.
You know,
everybody knows your name.
Craig Compo tells a story about customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a long line to get into the bar area at the Pagoda.
Yeah.
And Craig was in line. So the general manager, gentleman, comes mm-hmm. out, and he's telling the story like this Skidoo dealership.
Right.
You know, the headquarters.
Yeah.
And he said that the manager, you know, made sure everyone there waiting in line had a cocktail. They're in the premises. They could have a cocktail. And the guy goes, that's great customer service. He goes, no, that's not the great customer service. When I came back a year later, he remembered what I drank.
Yeah.
And got me what I wanted.
Yeah. That's like, great customer service.
Great customer service.
Yes, absolutely. Benny's got some
great
employees.
You get it at the Pagoda. Benny has a great crew up there.
Yeah, Benny does a good job for them, too. You know, he takes good care of them out there. So.
The Greens.
Oh, that's a good spot.
Yeah, go to the Greens for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good spot. If you don't want to go anywhere and you want to be home,
mm-hmm.
Westmark is doing their curbside to-go meals.
Ah.
They've got, like, slow-roasted prime rib and the au jus, mashed potatoes and veggies and a roll. They've also got some desserts available that you can put on. It's only, like, $55 for mm-hmm. per person. That's a pretty good deal for a big old Christmas dinner, and you can order them per plate.
Mm-hmm.
You get them for your kids. It's, like, $22 or $23 for a kid. I mean, it's really, truly not bad priced, and they do it to go, so you pick it up right there at the Westmark between 11 and 3, and then you get to take it home and enjoy your day at home and not cook.
Yeah.
Stress-free, mess-free, you know? Well, semi-mess-free anyway.
You know what I'm going to do this year? I'm not going to do the great big cooking thing. You know,
oh.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this bring every year. You know, I bring at Christmas and Thanksgiving a nice meal over to the Dispatch.
Oh, yes.
And this year.
That's awesome.
I'm just going to make incredible charcuterie plates.
Ooh, I like
and
that.
And bring those over.
Yeah.
And have those at my house.
There you go.
And just, you know, because over at the library last Saturday, I went over there and had a charcuterie plate there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
their charcuterie plate is great.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, their charcuterie plate and their flatbread pizzas, like, bomb.
And if you listened on Saturday at 1 o'clock,
you did your Fairbanks foodies.
Boy, did I bring up that charcuterie plate. And I gave them big shout-out.
Yeah.
Big shout-out to the library.
They do a great job.
Because I thought I made reservations there on Saturday.
And you didn't.
Apparently not.
And they still got you in.
They still got me in.
Absolutely.
At a nice table.
Yeah.
Great service.
Yep.
Two great items.
Yep.
Had the chicken pesto flatbread, magnificent,
mm-hmm.
and the charcuterie plate.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I went there a few weeks back with a school board member. We went there to go have a conversation about some budget stuff. And we, mm-hmm. again, didn't have a reservation. We showed up right when they opened. And, you know, they had reservations coming in. They still got us in a mm-hmm. decent table, great food, great drinks. And they do, the drinks are made old-fashioned style. So, like, you'll have the egg white, you'll have, you know, stuff like that inside of it. Like, oh, so good. Where they have to shake the dang thing for 10 minutes before your drink is
shake
ready.
Shake it, baby.
Yeah, shake it, baby. Like, they, no, fantastic job over there.
Another recommendation is the Pump House.
Oh, yeah.
Their seafood selection is probably the best in town.
Probably,
If you take a look at it, it's fantastic.
You know they brought back their brunch?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Pikes, get on board. Sorry, I had to throw shade.
You know, Jay, come on.
Yeah, come on, Jay. Let's go.
Step it up.
Yeah, Pump House did it. Tony's amazing.
and boy, Dana, how do you like Hot Brown in the studio with me now?
How you like me now,
baby? You're worried about Mayor Mathily is giving us a $100 budget and having us do the rest?
Yeah.
You see what I put up with here? I work in a hostile work environment.
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
But I asked you to come to the show.
That's true. You do put yourself into this type of situation. Yeah. Like, you know what to expect from me.
I do. I do.
And I never disappoint, so.
We get a lot of fan mail, but we got each a letter excoriating us because we were honest about the conservatives, quote conservatives, in the last election, in the local election, and mistakes they made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if you
accountability is amazing.
If you are not able on the radio to take a look and analyze something and speak about it in a truthful, open manner,
yeah,
get off the radio. This is a talk show.
Yeah. Well, everybody should be able to talk about things in an open, truthful manner and it be okay. Like, you should be open to criticism. I'm open to criticism. I mean, I looked at the letter. I read the letter. I got called a spoiled, selfish child.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, that's... I accept that. That's, you know, you're allowed to have those opinions of me. You're allowed to.
You're a very giving person.
And that's kind of the part that destroyed me, because it's like, you know, I got called this horrible, selfish child, and I'm sitting there going, I'm actually the most giving person there is.
My letter made me happy as all get out. You know, the left is usually after me, and I got the right after me, too. So I got to be doing something right.
It actually, correct. Yeah, it just aggravated me, because I'm like, well, that is not who I am whatsoever. Like, if you, I put my
and
heart.
And two lefts don't make a right.
No, two lefts don't make a right. And it's, you know, we're all out opinions, and we're all, like, we're on the radio. Come on now.
Yeah.
Radio is entertainment. Let us have our peace.
Yeah.
Like, half the crap I say, like, come on, you know I'm joking.
And Al Barrett there, who gave a call, he gives me a good what for all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. Randy calls in all the time and gives me a good what for. I mean, come on.
And they're good friends.
They're great people.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's part of this.
Yeah.
I am totally accepting of all criticisms. Like, come on, but don't think you're not going to get something back.
Yeah. And we were very honest about the reasons why, you know, people
we made
lost.
Mistakes. Yeah, we
no,
made mistakes.
No, we didn't make mistakes. These people, this is the mistakes they made.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Being rhetorical.
we make mistakes, but we're not on that one.
Yeah.
We were very correct in
analyzation.
Yeah.
And well, and most people now, you know, after the calming of the storm has happened, you know, they're all starting to come around and be like, yeah, you're right.
They're trying to say, well, they worked hard. Everyone works hard. You work smart.
Absolutely. Everybody worked hard. I don't put that. There's only one person I can say probably didn't work hard. But
John Ringstead.
John. But, you know, it. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, the way it is. Well, I'm back. Great having you in here first thing.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're back, baby.
Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
See you later, Fairbanks.
Bye, Rock Candy.
Bye, Dana.